This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, by text at 701-226-8503, email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, are we on Instagram? I have to admit, that's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I got it on my phone, but do I ever look? I gotta get with the times. I'm Todd Mitchell in Bismarck. Meanwhile, in Fargo at Big Iron, frantically looking for a way to connect to the rest of the webosphere. Scott Hennon. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm okay, Todd. How are you doing?
Doing lovely. Big Iron today?
Big Iron day two today, yeah, and I don't know. It was all hooked up, ready to talk to you like usual. And Murphy's Law decides not to work about 30 seconds before we go on the air.
Isn't that how it works? Everything is just fine until it's time, and then people, and then our higher ups end up asking, "Well, didn't you test everything out?" I'm like, "Yeah, just because it works when you test it out doesn't mean it works when you, you know."
You know, when you're on location, no 2 days are alike. But that's okay. We are at Big Iron for day two. And if folks are headed this way, I would just tell you to stop by and see us. Southeast corner of the Big Iron grounds is the Butler Machinery display. We're at a big giant, you know, it's almost as big as Todd's TV at home. Big giant screen up on a trailer. You can't miss that. Next to a green combine, a green class combine. Not every day you say a green. It's like kind of a lime green, too. It's just a very unusual color there. So. That's where we're at. If you come by and tell us, I stand for the flag, which is pretty easy for folks around here to say, right? I stand for the flag. Absolutely. I stand for the flag. And all you do is tell us that, and we're going to hand you a hat with a big, beautiful flag right there on there. It's just so awesome. So come on out and see us. Can you tell us a little windy? Are you picking that up?
Just a little.
So it's a little windy, but we actually could see the sun. Now, yesterday, you know, we had all that smoke from the wildfires, so the sun was like a distant kind of furry little, blob there. You couldn't see much. Now the sun is shining, so that's nice, but there's a little bit of a breeze, which is, hey, it's North Dakota. We're used to this, so not a problem. On the show today, we'll get an update on Donald Trump's visit to Bemidji. We're 2 days away, the President of the United States, Bemidji, Minnesota. And I've been encouraging folks who've asked the question, should I go? Should I not go? Obviously, only you can answer that. My advice would be absolutely you go. When a president comes in the middle of a campaign, he may be back. He may not be back. We don't know. So you go. But Minnesota is going to be a very, very important state for the president. That's very obvious so far. So Erin Breen will be here. She's one of the campaign directors for the Trump campaign. We'll talk with her about that. How about yesterday? Peace deal. Oh, yeah, okay. On to the next thing.
Yeah, you didn't really hear much about that for some reason, did you?
No, I think coronavirus is more important.
I mean, why would we sweep that under the rug, number one? Don't we need some good news right about now? Yeah. Isn't this something that past presidents have tried to get accomplished? Yeah. And we don't even hardly talk about it? What the heck?
If there had been a Democratic president announced a peace deal like that, there would have been, you know, fireworks on the Mall. It would have been the biggest thing ever. But, of course, because it's President Trump, which just one day after the next keeps on going. Pretty amazing. I had somebody yesterday, speaking of coronavirus dominating the news, come up to me in Big Iron and say, I have something you should talk about on your show. Now, that's, as Todd will tell you, not all that uncommon. People suggest things to be on the show all the time, and we appreciate it.
Really?
Our listeners, we want to make sure we want to tell them about it. But what he handed me was a breakdown of the amount of death that have happened in North Dakota, resident deaths, 2015 to 2019. Okay? And it's every month, the amount of deaths. So let's just take sort of the middle of the pandemic, should we? So 2020, there were 581 deaths in May of 2020. Okay? Guess how many there were in May of 2019? 598. The year before that, 528. The year before that, 519, 523. The point is about average. Let's go down to June, okay? Again, things starting to turn the corner to the good for the coronavirus. North Dakota resident death by month in June of 2020, 542. Okay? In 2019, 535. You can't make it up. Within seven. Okay, no coronavirus in 2019, 535 deaths in June. Coronavirus in 2020, 542. Interesting. Okay, how about July? Well, July, I'm looking from 2015 forward on average, 490, 466, 474, 503 in 2018, 2019, 490. The entire month of July, in the middle of a pandemic, North Dakota resident deaths, 303. We don't have them yet.
Are we trying to get those down to zero? Is that the goal, or what are we doing?
September. Well, it's interesting. I've mentioned this a few times because we had the statistics for nursing home deaths, which were on average about 200 every month. It's pretty steady in North Dakota, about 200 a month. A nursing home death. And so I asked the question, okay, well, what is it now? And same thing. It was not much higher. At a time, by the way, when the majority of the problem was thought to be in nursing homes with the amount of coronavirus deaths. What am I telling you this for? I'm not telling you this for any other reason than saying, number one, I don't know why these numbers aren't a part of every bit of reporting. Because, you know, when we have a mindset that this is the worst thing ever and that you need to, you know, put a bubble around yourself and everything else, the numbers of deaths are not spiking. I'm dying to see what they are nationally, but I would venture to say the same thing. I think what's going to happen in the end is that, you know, coronavirus will be listed as the cause of death for a lot of deaths that would have happened anyway, as a result of the 3.6 underlying conditions that 94% of people that have died with coronavirus have died with. You follow what I'm saying? This is important. I'm not saying anything that I'm saying to suggest we don't have a pandemic. We do. I'm saying it to put it into perspective. Who puts it into perspective? Who tells us, well, here's what you need to know, here's what's happened? Nobody. You know, it's every number meant to scare the living daylights out of people, and I'm tired of it. Now, I'll give you another story. The Tucker Carlson program last night on Fox News Channel interviewed a woman. I've seen stories about her before because I knew that she had fled China and managed to get out of there, but I hadn't heard a lot of her story of what she did. But she was a biologist. Can you say that better than I can, Pat? A biologist. So she, you know, she's into viruses. She studies these things. Anyway, she is, you know, her credentials are, you know, known. She's coming from particular labs. I think a particular lab that was like their CDC in China. And I have this on my Facebook page. Also encourage you to check it out on Tucker Carlson's page. Tucker Carlson has already put out something this morning that Facebook is reducing the amount of views of this story. That should tell you all you need to know. Yep. Twitter has taken this woman's account down. Now, again, I'm not telling you to believe everything she says. I'm not telling you not to believe everything she says. I want you to hear it and decide for yourself. I want you to hear the story. Facebook's preventing that. Are we living in America anymore? Are we living in America anymore? Who in the world? Meanwhile, have you gotten one of these sent out from Facebook? Hey, you want to know about the climate? You know, get some information on the climate. Here you go. No, I'm not going to get my climate news from Facebook. Thank you. but they're feeding us with that. So it is pretty amazing. Check this out while you can, because this woman, I'm gonna boil it down to a nutshell for you folks. This woman, who was at the CDC of China, a virologist, she is saying the Chinese government created this virus and deployed it. It's a weapon. And again, you know, she's fled China. We know that much. We know that she was in the scientific community there. I don't know. I think it's worth hearing. I think it's worth maybe, I talked to Senator Kramer about this morning. I said, how about a congressional hearing? You know, Facebook can't suppress that. Be very
good
careful.
Point.
Be very careful with the sources of news where you're getting your information.
Oh, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, though, Scott. What's in your mind? We got more on the way, and we'll get Scott a better connection, too.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center, September 19th from 9 until 6. Hear from leading healthcare experts, Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, plus DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, freedom health, competition, and the truth about vaccines. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational event. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health, September 19th at the Bismarck Event Center.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's happening. Big Iron is happening. Well, you know that because this is day two already, but I just can't get over my excitement of at a time when most events like this is one of the biggest egg shows in the country, but every one of them have been canceled. This is the only one in North America that's happening. As they said earlier, the only one in the world that's going on right now. Oh, my gosh. You can't possibly make that up. We're brought to you part today by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. You know, there's a lot of reasons to buy pillows, sheets, towels, you name it. Even beach towels get stocked up for next year from our friend Mike Lindell. But one of the reasons I really appreciate what he's doing, Mike Lindell's out there fighting for Donald Trump, chairing Minnesota, making sure Minnesota is in the Trump camp, doing everything in his power. He's, you know, part of that prayer event coming up in Washington, D.C. that a billion-plus people are going to see. He's one of us. He really is. He's just amazing. So I like buying what I buy from companies like that. I hope you do, too. Never mind the fact it's the best pillow on the planet. Find out more at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you the really good deals. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or 800-506-9028. Donald Trump is 2 days away from taking the stage at the Bemidji Airport, Bemidji, Minnesota. A lot of folks very excited for that, for an update on that and how the Trump campaign is cranking along. Aaron Perina is here, Trump Director of Press Communications. Aaron, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. You know, I know your job is to get the press everything they need so that they can report accurately on the president. But you know, how they choose to report and what they choose to report is really amazing to me. I mean, I'm thinking, for instance, of the signing of a peace deal. I mean, the people at the table, Israel, Bahrain, you know, Arab countries with Israel, president brokering a deal. It is historic. It is incredible. It could save lives. It could bring many others to join us. And I don't know about you, but I didn't think there was anywhere near the appropriate level of coverage for that. Is that just another day in the Trump campaign for you?
I mean, it is another day in the Trump campaign. Let's remember these same, you know, quote-unquote journalists, when President Trump won, said that it would be World War III and that, you know, taking out Soleimani would lead to World War III and that our stance to end tyranny and to bring peace to the world would just be devastation instead. And President Trump, every time they tell him he can't do something, he does it because he's not a politician. He's an American businessman who's fighting for the American people. I mean, two historic peace deals. Plus, we saw an economic normalization of relations as well. I mean, these are huge things, and the media doesn't want to cover it because it's good news. It's good news for the American people, and they are doing their best to suppress the American people to not want to come out and vote for President Trump. I mean, even yesterday, we saw statistics that came out about 2019 that the median household income was $68,000 in 2019, up 6.8% from the prior year and the highest figure on record. You didn't hear about that yesterday either. Instead, they want to try and spin fear and hate and division in this country, and it's really disappointing.
No, that is being kind. That is really disappointing. It really, I mean, it's just, it is darn near criminal. I mean, I'm thinking about we talked to our listeners a little bit about this story of this biologist from China that is telling a very disturbing story about what the Chinese government intended with manufacturing this virus and getting it here. Now, I don't know everything there is to know. I know that is who she says she is and actually has defected from China. If I'm a journalist, am I not going, wow, there's a bombshell story. Everything we've been dealing with in this, maybe it actually was intended to be a weapon from China. I'm curious. I want to know. I want to dig into the story. Instead, Facebook is suppressing Tucker Carlson's Facebook feed, and they're taking down her Twitter feed. You know, I mean, this is the world in which we live in. Where's the media to jump on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're too busy trying to fearmonger and trying to make the American people feel bad about supporting President Trump. And listen, President Trump has been the toughest president on China, and he is 100% accurate when he says China wants Joe Biden, and a win for China is a win if Joe Biden wins the White House. I mean, but here's the thing, and it's so... It really, when we say Trump derangement syndrome, you see it in the media every day when they talk poorly about this president, when they talk poorly about his supporters, and when they try every day. Because you know what? Back in 2015, when he came down the escalator, it wasn't about anybody else but the American people. It's not about the media. He doesn't care if they like him or not. He cares to fight for the American people, and they hate that he doesn't play by their rules. But you know what? He doesn't play by anybody's rules. He fights for this country, and it shows in trade deals, in lowering of the poverty rate in this country, in median household incomes going up. You see these things that this president does, bringing more money to the American people, more peace around the world, and they hate that he does it by not playing by their rules.
Another story I want to talk a little bit about is the economy. And I know you have some new ads out on the economy right now, but the statistics are unbelievable. Now, some people say, well, yeah, they're not as good now during the pandemic, but nobody can deny what they were prior to the pandemic. And but for the pandemic, you know, they would obviously continue to be going up. Now we have that, but still, you know, the numbers are starting to look better and better. What do you want people to know that the press will never tell us, the media will never tell us, we're not going to see on the evening news in the paper about the economy, Aaron?
Well, that this is a strong long-term economy because of what President Trump has done. Joe Biden on day one said he wants to raise taxes, so make Americans have smaller paychecks. 82% of Americans would immediately get a tax hike thanks to Joe Biden. Less take-home pay, less money for groceries or to pay the rent or to pay your mortgage because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's plan would be economic devastation for this country when President Trump has laid the foundation for it to go for the long haul. And we've seen it. I mean, 1.4 million jobs in 1 month, that has been unthinkable, but it's because of the work President Trump did to make these jobs stay around in the United States.
I want to tell folks that President Trump is going to take the stage about 6 o'clock Friday, Bemidji, Minnesota, for another one of the rallies at the airport. I've heard there's just humongous interest. I don't know if you have any update on numbers of people that have requested tickets, Aaron, but tell us what we need to know about the big event in Bemidji.
Yeah, so no update on numbers, but I can tell you, if you saw what happened in Nevada last week where people were so excited to get out there and see the president, you see all of these hardcore supporters who are just so excited. The forgotten men and women are forgotten no more. The best way to stay up to date is to go to DonaldJTrump.com/events. You can sign up there to get tickets to be able to attend the event. And listen, there's nothing like hearing President Trump speak, and he has been in such a great mood being out there. So it's been a ton of fun to see him get back on the campaign trail, get the media out of the way, and allow for success in this country, talking directly to the American people.
It is fantastic, Aaron. Thanks for the update. Keep fighting, and we'll see the whole crew Friday in Bemidji. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetraServe USA. I'd like to make you hungry. That's my job, to make you hungry right now. Or better yet, just get you to PetraServe USA, because today's specials, not far from where we're at, the Big Iron Grounds here, the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, Swedish Meatballs, Salisbury Steak at 12th Avenue, Fargo, Swedish Meatballs or Lasagna at Valley City, exit 292. Don't forget Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, $2 at PetraServe USA.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door-to-door, counting the 150,000-plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel reports carrying out airstrikes early today against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. It follows rocket attacks on Israel from the Palestinian territory after Israel yesterday signed a peace deal with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain in Washington. The deal broke with years of Arab policy that there'd be no normal relations with Israel until peace was reached with the Palestinians. Torrential rains, life-threatening flooding, high winds all hitting the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Sally makes landfall. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore's in Florida.
Main Street, Pensacola, underwater this morning as storm surge, now at 5 feet, continues to come on in. We still have high tide at 11:30 this morning.
Some areas could get 30 inches of rain from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. Just talked to a girl from South Dakota. He's got a little bit of a water problem he wanted me to know about down there. So we've connected him up with the folks from Ellingson. So it's just a kind of a political thing, and a lot of those water issues are political things. So it isn't so much about agreement on whether the water ought to be there or not. It's just getting everybody to agree. So we love folks stopping by and seeing us. If you tell us you stand for the flag, as I know folks in this part of the world do, we'll give you a free hat, too. Got a cap for you that is a flag cap, so check that out. That is waiting for you at the Butler booth. Butler Machinery Display is located in the southeast corner of Big Iron. We're broadcasting live today. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC. They're in Bismarck. They're in Valley City. Every Wednesday, we get to talk about a set of wheels. This is such a sharp truck, you can't even believe it. 2017 GMC Sierra SLT. Premium Plus package, sharp looking. It's got a crimson red is the color, kind of a tint coat finish to it with heated and cooled tan leather seats. I love that combo. Heated steering wheel, lane departure warning, and it saved me more times. I'm sure I'd have been upside down by now without that little tap on the shoulder that, hey, you're drifting here. Four-wheel drive, towing package, one owner, local trade, many of them are, only 32,500 miles. That thing's like new, for crying out loud. Factory remote start, Bluetooth, park assist, running boards, crew cab, got the cover. It's on the lot right now at $40,995. If you tell them you heard about it from us on What's on Your Mind, today only, you drive it home for $2,000 less, $38,994. They want to move it, $38,994 for that 2017 GMC Sierra SLT with 32,500 miles. Call them, 800-401-4352. Good folks at Pucklett. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and Valley City. And you can see that right now at PucklettsValleyCity.com. All right, 26 before the top of the hour. We are at Big Iron. Stop by and see us when you're here or give us a call, 800-228-0550. I know some of you want to talk a little bit about the statistics, the numbers that I talked about for North Dakota deaths, so we'll do that here if you have a comment about that, as well as what we're learning more and more about in the way of suppression of the message of this scientist in China with specific knowledge, saying actually the wet market was a total ruse, had nothing to do with it, this thing was manufactured. You hear that? What do you think? We'll talk a little bit about that today, too, on the program. Right now, we'll talk about livestock. And Mark Watney's here from the North Dakota Farmers Union. How you doing, Mark?
You know, I'm doing well, and thanks for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Nice to see you. Always enjoy our visits. And we're going to talk today a little bit about how we get a fairer cattle market. It is such a pain point for so many producers right now. I know there's no easy answers, but you guys you're leaning in on this. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, we've been watching this for quite a few years, and it's not just the cattle market, but the cattle market really came to a head when we got into these COVID situations where the plants were forced to shut down or lose employees. And what it really identified was when you only have 84% of the ownership of the livestock processing in the hands of four companies, and two of them are foreign, one China, one Brazil, it can get to a situation where the rancher's not getting paid what they should, and the consumer's getting paid or paying way too much at the grocery store. So we're working on the Department of Justice. We've worked with our state's attorney general. We're actually trying to get the Stockyards Act, the Grain Inspection Stockyards Act, to be implemented, because it's in place if somebody wants to act on it. If we can get that done, we can potentially force these guys to sell off some of their markets. Secondly, we need to get some local processing, and that's a huge challenge, because if you don't break up these big companies, those guys will come online and prices may be good for a while, but they're going to have to compete with these big boys, and that's really tough. They literally drove everybody out of the marketplace the first time. They're not going to let them come into the marketplace and steal their market share if they have all that control. So we got to work on this hard.
If you have a question for Mark about this, certainly welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can also text me, 701-367-2054, or text Todd. That's another way to go as well, 701-226-8503. Talking about the livestock industry reform package, the campaign, rather, that the Farmers Union has taken on. How do you think it got this way, Mark? What I mean, you know, you hear about, you know, there was a time this was one tough business, right? So not exactly a lot of people want to be in it. Now, obviously, with the consolidation, it looks a little differently. But how do we get here?
Well, we went down the path of not enforcing those not enforcing the Packer laws. I mean, we let the antitrust laws flow without anybody checking. And again, this isn't an immediate thing. It didn't just happen. It's been a buildup of time. I actually testified in the Department of Justice on the Monsanto Bayer merger, and the response we got was, yeah, we think there's some problems here, but it's so far gone, it doesn't matter. Well, we learned it does matter. It really does matter.
What does that mean? It's so far gone, it doesn't matter.
Well, one more isn't going to matter. Well, it does, you know. So you get to 40-50% of control, and all of a sudden you're 60-70, and now you're 80. So we just simply got to get a system where, you know, both sides of it, everything outside of the rancher and the consumer, are losing. And, we had people euthanizing hogs and chickens, and, of course, that's a little different than beef. I don't know if we had any beef being euthanized, but the ranchers couldn't sell. They literally couldn't get it to a marketplace, and they were selling at a price that was very low, and then walking into a grocery store seeing 7-pound ground beef. I mean, it was just simply wrong.
And, of course, the situation with coronavirus is one that's just epic. I mean, to go from a spread of 8640 to a record, 378 and some change, what in the world? Was that simply just being able to, in position to take advantage of it, do you think, of the situation?
Definitely in position to take advantage of it, and they weren't even shy about it. Now, remember, their job is to reward their stockholders. So, I mean, you got to keep in mind that they're doing what they're really trying to attempt to do. So the trouble with it is that it's no different than any monopoly. When you get to that scenario, you have an issue that nobody can really start up to compete. The competition can't get rolling to compete. If they were smaller in size, you could see other companies coming into this business and could, you know, at 300% or plus, you're gonna see some competition that would start up, but not when they have that much control.
So your proposal here from the Farmers Union would say, I take it you need legislation to do what you're talking about?
Partially. We can do it two ways, but legislation would be great, and get some state support would be great.
And then obviously have more of the local and regional processes. We're talking to Doug Goring yesterday, and he was citing some numbers that there was a pretty significant growth in the amount of local processes. There seemed to be some momentum there. So that's going, right?
That's a really good thing. Now, what they're going to need, though, is they're going to need the capacity to do rendering. They're going to need a whole bunch of those benefits that bring their costs down. Again, if you don't address the antitrust laws and you let the JBLs and the Tysons and them run the world, these local plants, they're going to have to rely on that local market. And, you know, we only have 700 and some thousand people here, so we're disadvantaged in not having enough consumers to support too many of them. But, no, we love that. That's great. Local processing, connect the producer with the grower, that's a wonderful world. We'd see more of that, but we got to add some things. There's additional stuff that has to happen to make them much more competitive.
How many of these processors want to render or go to some things that they can't currently do? I know I've talked to a couple who've said, as soon as I do that, I'm competing with them, and then look out, right? Do you think that's a widespread concern?
Well, we actually operate rendering in Minnesota. We're a very large renderer out in Minnesota. that we do a fair amount of products. And what we can do is if you get enough product coming to rendering, we can lower their cost of disposal of that product that has no place to go. They really need that, because without some place to go, they're gonna be less competitive than the JBLs are. So it's a protein market. You got to do something with the bones. You got to do something with the hides. All that stuff's got to go somewhere, and you need to get that cost down, because if you're just going to dump that in a landfill, you're going to pay for it.
Did we ever get an answer on the price fixing investigation? We knew one was going on. I think USDA had one, and then the DOJ had one as well, right?
Yeah.
And it sounded like USDA was sort of pretty milquetoast to say, we don't, you know, we looked at it, but not a lot there. But what do we know there?
Yeah, we haven't got the answers yet, but we had a small win here about 2 days ago when the court ruled that we could get access to that documentation the Department of Justice gathered, because there is lawsuits going on around this. We're part of that with National Farmers Union, and that judge ruled that we can have access to all the work they did to study it. So we're going to get the materials so that we at least know what they're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, we should know how hard they look, right?
How hard they look, and did they find something? I mean, is it real?
Yeah. Now, didn't they tell us they didn't find something?
Well, they said they found something, but they don't know how big of an impact.
Oh, yeah. I think I interviewed Sonny Perdue at one point shortly after that, and he made some reference to the fact, don't get your hopes up. Like, it was, you know, we found something, but it's not some giant bombshell, right?
Yeah, and this goes back now to the fire. This is before COVID, when the prices went through the roof, and there was no rationale because they didn't take enough out of the marketplace to even impact the market.
What is your sense of producers' view of your plan here? What kind of feedback are you getting on the idea?
We actually tapped into about 8 across the state, and we even went beyond our membership and brought a group in, and we sat down and we walked them through, and there was great support for it. There a lot of people want to see the state involved. We talked to state legislatures, said that they're willing to put some money in for operating. You know, it wouldn't be so bad if we did even, you know, we got a state mill in Elmer, we got a state bank, you could do some state processing or public-private partnership. All these things are possible. We need the institutions. We need to be able to feed the colleges, the schools, everything in North Dakota to try and get a marketplace where we can guarantee offtake. All those things are important to the success of any plan.
No, that makes sense. Fascinating conversation, and one that has, you know, I think at least come front and center because of the coronavirus and that crazy disparity, but nonetheless a problem before and a problem after. Appreciate the time today, Mark. Good to see you. And again, thanks for stopping by at Big Iron.
Yeah, thank you for what you do. I appreciate every reporter out there trying to tell stories. Thank you so much.
We have a lot to do, and I can't do it enough to satisfy the incredible amount of challenges that are out there in the egg world. This is phenomenal, right? We're not even doing it justice. We're scratching the surface in what we're doing, but all we can do is keep cranking away. And to hear from the producers helps a lot. It really does.
Yep. Keep on working. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. All right, 17 before the top of the hour. It's windy out here. Todd, can you tell? I don't know if you can tell.
I thought maybe that was just you breathing into your microphone too hard.
No, it's, you know, but at least you know we're outside. We're at Big Iron. You know, one of my favorite things at Big Iron every year is the folks at Butler have on all of the tables they have around here buckets of in-the-shell peanuts. I think you've heard me talk about that.
Ah.
It's because, kind of, you know, just sit here and you're on the air and you're just one after the other, and you know how that goes. A little 1, 2, 3. Well, due to COVID, which is my least favorite phrase on the planet Earth, but due to COVID.
You didn't know that COVID could actually infiltrate the peanut shell, did you?
Yeah, evidently. I don't know how that works, right? Like, I mean, think of that, the shell.
Yeah, and then, those things were protected.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, more from Big Iron coming up. Calls, questions, comments. Looks like Dane and Jed wants to weigh in here. Somebody behind him, I'm sure. Your text as well. Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. The Bee, the Buffalo Hotline, folks. That's right. You can be the Buffalo and celebrate those being the Buffalo with the hotline, 855-200-1776.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
With the COVID pandemic and talk about vaccine mandates, it's time to ask big questions about your safety and health care rights. Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6 with Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, and DJ Indell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, health freedom, competition, and the truth about vaccines. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th.
Back to the phones we go. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, where are you at?
Hey, Scott. Today we are over in Fargo, actually, West Fargo over in Horace, doing some bursting over here. We've got a couple different projects going on. We got the HPD division doing some boring, and we're checking out some sewer lines here. Going to see if we're going to reline them or if we're going to burst them and pull some new pipe in there for the customer.
Red Trenchless is your headache-free solution for trenchless residential and commercial drilling technology. And tell us a little bit about trenchless technology. What does that mean?
Basically, trenchless means you're going to eliminate the headache, the mess. You're not going to see all the dirt. The grass won't be tore up. We're going to go below all that stuff. It's very painless, and it's a very quick, easy process.
That means less disruption of traffic, business, of life. So go to reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call for an estimate, 701-204-0404.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back at Big Iron, day two of our three-day broadcast. Friday we'll be in Bemidji for the visit of President Donald Trump. If you don't have tickets yet, make sure you get them. Some folks still asking how to get them, and I now just said, just text me, and I'll text you the link. 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. All right, Bob in Aberdeen, tell me what's on your mind, sir.
Yes, hey, you had asked for our thoughts on the COVID-19 about being created in a lab. Well, you know that old saying, it takes good money to buy whiskey? There's no money here. All she said is, it was created, and I have proof. Sounds just like Rudy Giuliani with his proof from the Ukraine on Biden, that they all promised to publish it, and nobody, nothing's happened. There is no proof of anything. I say put up or shut up. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, we need to know more. What my biggest concern is that she's being silenced. You know, why is that? I want to know everything. You know, show us everything. Let's have some more information, right?
Right. And the report I saw, she said, you know, she's going to publish her proof. Well, where is it?
Well, if I was her, I would be a little careful about publishing that proof until I'm, you know, in a bunker somewhere, because she's gonna be quite the target. So, you know, I I don't know what to believe. I thought she sounded pretty credible, you know, I don't know what her reason to lie would be here, but give me the facts. Just give us the facts. I'm just saying it's a story that's a little bit different than everything else you've been told. Dana and Judd, we're going to get to you next year after we chat with Joe Graves. We are, of course, at Butler's great display here at Big Iron. Joe is the director of construction, all that great CAD equipment. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You like Big Iron?
I love it. First time here, actually.
Is that right?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm new to the Butler organization. Started just under a year ago. Before that, I was based down in Minneapolis working for Caterpillar. And it's a great show out here. Very impressed with the layout, total number of machines, and visiting with the customers and seeing the guys that actually do the work that power our industry and frankly society as a whole. It's very refreshing to get to sit down with some of these guys.
Yeah, no kidding. We take that for granted sometimes, but boy, they are important. Well said. Let's talk a little bit about construction equipment. There's, you know, I guess you don't think necessarily of high tech when it comes to construction equipment, but what you have at the display here is definitely high tech equipment, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when people think of the ag market and they think of Butler machinery, we obviously have got some great products, especially with some of the new Fendt stuff that is launched. But you know, when you think of Caterpillar and you know, the combination of the two with Cat and Fendt, you know, Cat is synonymous with one of my favorite products, you know, some of the big bulldozers. But in reality, Caterpillar got its start kind of in the ag markets, building crawler tractors to pull through some of the fields. And that continues today. You know, some of the products we've got here, we've got wheel loaders that are purpose-built, engineered, spec'd to go into the ag markets. And they're great products to align with the ag markets and built for some of those customers.
If someone has not been in a piece of Cat ag equipment for a while, what would surprise them, would you say?
You know, there's a ton of focus on how do we make the operators operator station as most comfortable as possible, both from using the machine, but also from the maintenance side. You know, making sure that we've got extended service intervals, making sure that things like your DPF filters are built for life. All of your maintenance ports are all going to be ground level, making it so that it's not only easy to operate, but also easy to service in the long haul.
Sounds great. Come on out, folks. The Butler Ag Compound, the back 40, the southeast 40 here. Is a great place to see all kinds of equipment and take a look and get the very latest information. Anything else you want to tell us, Joe?
You know, we do have great offers for the ag markets. We're including in with new purchases now something we call a customer value agreement. So we've bundled with our new purchases extended protection plan as well as maintenance kits, just to go in line with hey, the equipment that we sell and we service is not only easy to buy and we believe is gonna generate the most return for you, but it's also gonna offer you ease of ownership over the long haul.
Sounds great, Joe. Good to see you.
You as well. Thanks.
Come by and see us, and if you tell us you stand for the flag, we're going to hand you your very own flag hat. So come on by and get yours. Just tell me you stand for the flag. All day today, tomorrow too. Dana and Judd, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and I stand for the flag. 100%.
All right. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, on the meat packing plant with the antitrust laws. The laws have been in effect for over 120 years. They just need to be enforced, and these guys all know it, too. And when you look at what they just did with the meat pricing, like you said, $8, $7, $8 a pound for ground beef, and you look in some of the steaks, you're looking at $16, $18 a pound some places. I just had a half a beef done at Lemoore. I got 500 pounds of meat, and straight across the board, it averaged $2.90 a pound. Steaks, roast, hamburger, everything. So they're on the right track with this state finance plant. But, like, look at Walmart. They seen this coming when they started buying the hogs and prices started going up, and they whipped one up in no time flat. It's already operating down in Georgia. So keep pushing on it. Do it, you guys. Let's go.
Let's go. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Todd, I just saw one of our friends from the K-Fire Agri International from Haugen, and he delivered a Trump bumper sticker and a Trump sticker for my jacket. So that's doing your part. How about that? You know?
Out there you go.
You have a whole bunch of those little stickers. You're putting them on everybody. Way to go. Got to do your part. Got to do your part. More coming up. What's on your mind?
H.A. Thompson & Sons. Helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393 or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.